producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You get us every day free. Isn't that wonderful? The entrepreneurial adventure that is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I can arm twist the best of them to advertise in this program so that I can continue to bring you the mind of Jennifer Horn every day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Dougie.
Wow. Ken Kessler is here. McFadden's looking around somewhere. He had his birthday celebration last night, which allowed him to have two beers instead
That's
of
right.
one.
He's sleeping it off.
Yeah, I think it may be. One of the things that I am known for, or the program is known for...
Your kazoo people, playing?
Well, I haven't thinking about that, but now that you mention it...
Oh, no.
I can't believe you said
that. I can't believe...
Are you, all right. How about a Christmas song?
How about your paper comb? Remember the paper comb harmonica? How about that?
Where is that? It's somewhere here.
You have that too?
What did Kenny say? Don't you
give it? Like the worst instrument. Oh. Hopefully if he hyperventilates, we can just take over the show. Keep blowing, Dougie. Keep blowing.
All right. I want to turn what is perceived to be by some who think they have failed because of something that didn't go the way they wanted it to. I'm going to give you an example of how failure gets turned into success. Because if there's nothing else going on in the world with me, it is observing what people do. And then if it's not good, then how do we turn it around and make it good? Or how do we help people who are not successful become successful? I was thinking about George Zimmer. Remember him?
Of course. George Zimmerman, you mean?
No. Zimmer, Z-I-M-M-E-R. Oh. He was the founder of the Men's Warehouse.
Oh, okay, sure.
He was the one who said, you're going to like the way you look, I guarantee it. Right.
Yes.
Then he got fired by his own board of directors.
Well,
and by the way,
they didn't like the way they looked.
Well, the reason that he got fired is because he opposed the merger with Joseph A. Bank, which was a company, still is a brick-and-mortar sort of store of selling suits, sport coats, but they weren't quite up to the standard of the Gentleman's Warehouse. So anyway, he got fired. And so everything he had put together was suddenly gone. In one day, he was thrown out of his own company. So he started a new business. Smart guy. Has an internet venture called Generation Tux. Ever heard of it?
No.
It's a tuxedo rental business online. His business is going gangbusters. And as it turns out, he was right about the merger with Joseph A. Bank. His old company is in the toilet because they took on too much debt, and Joseph A. Bank wasn't as compatible with the Gentleman's Warehouse as some of the people on the board thought. He had a, Brutus. He had a, he stuck his knife in the back. What is that? When Caesar was, what's the term I'm looking for?
Aesu Brute.
Well, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. He had somebody that was close to him.
I wanted to watch you struggle a little.
Why? What's wrong with you? Do you think that's fun? That's sport for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so this guy who stabbed him in the back and convinced the board that it was a brilliant move to put Joseph A. Banks and the Gentleman's Warehouse together hasn't worked well at all. The company is in big trouble. And meanwhile, this guy took his money, started this rental outfit for tuxedos, and is doing very well. So I give you that idea, or I'm trying to sort of implant how success can come from failure. You can think, and actually sometimes we project our own failures. We think about things as to how they've gone in the past. That's always a recipe for disaster, because the past is the past. You learn, move ahead, get into the now. And so he came up with something new. He was very humble about what happened. And with a lot of hard work, you see, hard work always pays off, I think, ultimately, one way or another. So this guy had a lot of money. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't have money, but he didn't have a job. He didn't have a company. And that's what really got him going. There are those of us who don't necessarily work just to have money. We do what we do because we have a passion for it, and it helps make us and define who we are in reality. And like it or not, this guy, George Zimmer, was the Gentleman's Warehouse. That was his whole thing. And it was extracted from him one day, and so he said, you know what? Screw those guys. I'm going to start another business. And so he's done very well with it. Good for him. He took something that was an opportunity and made something good out of it. And we can all do that. I say it's never too late, whether it's your own circumstance, whether it's stuff that's going on in our country that we don't like and we're frustrated. People say, oh, the country's gone. It's lost. We'll never get it back. I don't believe that for a second. I don't like what's going on any more than you do. But to throw up your hands and say, oh, my God, this is terrible. We'll never fix this. No, that's not no. It's going to be okay. Sooner or later, it'll be fine and dandy. All right, let's get to our quote of the day, which comes from Connie Britton. She said, quote, the minute I get my hair insured, somebody just put me in a straitjacket, please.
She's very cool.
Apparently, tell us a little more about her. Her hashtag is Clear Eyes. What her company is all about, Jennifer.
Connie Britton is actually an actress.
Yes.
And she is on the show Nashville right now. She was on Friday Night Lights. She's probably in her 40s, very recognizable, but she has this beautiful head of red hair. And people
I know who she is. Okay, I know exactly who she is. Right. I thought for some reason or another she was, this was referring to somebody that was also in the cosmetic business.
No.
Mm-mm. No. All right.
Although I think she has a couple of endorsements.
Yeah. Don't you see her in ads or stuff? Is that what I remember?
Yeah, she's in ads. She's in my favorite. I love Nashville. She's Raina James on Nashville.
Yeah. Okay, good. Got that. Thought for the day today comes from Jeff Bridges, who is having his 66th birthday. Actor Jeff Bridges, 66 years old today, says, quote, remember, have fun and don't take anything too seriously. Ah, how about that?
That's a good piece of advice.
Yes, don't take anything too seriously. Except my advice when it comes to your health and well-being, or maybe better yet, the advice of doctors that everybody on this program respects, like Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken Kronhaus says every day we should be exposing ourselves to this product that comes from the folks at Superbeats so we can rejuvenate our arteries. You're getting older. Your arteries need a focus. They need your attention so that they don't kind of collapse. And that's what the ingredients in Superbeats and also Neo 40, which is basically a nitric oxide product that in capsule form, the Neo 40, something you put in your mouth, absorbs it immediately into your system, goes right into the arteries and opens them up, gets the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all of your internal organs, to everything in your body. It improves your circulation immediately, and thus a lot of people are using it as a substitute. Big coffee drinkers who found that having a lot of coffee made them nervous and jumpy and jittery. No, don't have to have that. Just take a Neo 40 capsule and have the same results. Get started, do well in your day, and if you have a long day, like many of us do here, Jennifer, for heaven's sakes, she's got a long, long day every day. And so when you get into the afternoon and you're in an office that may be a little stuffy, you're in that corner downstairs in your office and maybe it gets a little hot.
A little nap feeling.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. All right. So if that's the case, then you take a teaspoon of Super Beets, put it in a glass of water, and you drink it. The nutritional gold mine that you have just absorbed is unbelievable. Antioxidants, electrolytes, the nitrates, the nitric oxygen that you need to keep your arteries open, keep your blood pressure down, get the blood everywhere. If you have any kind of condition that requires blood getting to it, and let's face it, anything that is wrong in your body is because of inflammation. Get the inflammation down by having your body serviced with the blood that is the fix for everything. 800-655-4183 gets you Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Get the, here, this is a pretty good deal the company's got. You get two boxes of Neo 40 at the regular price. Then you receive a 30-day supply of Super Beats without extra cost, the book on nitric oxide without extra cost, a saliva testing strip that'll tell you how much you have in your system of nitric oxide, how much you need. So all these things plus the guarantee, this is the best product I could possibly imagine to recommend for those of you who either have high blood pressure and want to get it down or who have good blood pressure and want to keep it there as you age. The secret to long life is, as far as I'm concerned, getting into products like Neo 40 and Super Beats together. 800-655-4183. You can call and order now if you like while you're thinking about it. 800-655-4183 or go to
DougLikesBeats.com. I get a tiny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year. Take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great savings in-store and online. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And gift-giving just got easier at Kohl's. Now you can buy online, pick up in-store. Skip the shipping fee and get it today. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior water, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Plus, Crizal gives you 25 times more UV protection than not wearing glasses. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
All right, 19 after the hour. This will send you into the ozone if you're a dog lover. I know that when Meredith hears this, she's going to want to go for somebody's throat.
And who's Meredith? I'm sorry.
Meredith is the lady that I like to call my best friend.
Oh, okay.
How's
okay.
that?
I'm just
good?
Checking. Uh-huh.
All right, anyway, so here's this loyal dog. You may have seen the picture yesterday hovering over its owner, house fire in Hyattsville, Maryland. The dog's a pit bull, and in Hyattsville, which is Prince George's County, they are banned from owning pit bulls. So this dog basically saves the owner's life, mm-hmm. and the picture that you've seen of the dog hovering over the owner is now something of a memory, because the authorities in Prince George's County confiscated the dog, took the dog away from the owner because they've fallen into this pit, if you'll pardon the pun, that all pit bulls are horrible. They aren't. It's all dependent on Meredith and I found
how you raise them.
A pity that is a wonderful little dog. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Christmas songs. This is the My Three Christmas Songs contest from now for the next 3 weeks. Yes, 3 weeks from today, folks, is Xmas. We have creative people on staff here. Ken Kessler comes up with this contest every day. He's challenged to find Christmas things, songs and artists and that sort of thing who have something in common. And now that he's figured it out, let's see if you can figure it out by dialing us at 888-302-3684. If you've won before, please give other people the chance to get in and figure these out so that they can win the prize, which is a Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, copy of their 30-40 Mannheim Steamroller concert live, and a canister of their Mannheim Steamrollers cinnamon hot chocolate mix. That's what you get if you can figure out what puts these three songs together. First one is by Fred Astaire. Fred Astaire was a very well-known actor.
Wasn't he a dancer?
He danced very well. He also was not a bad singer, as you can hear him singing Santa Claus Coming to Town. Crank it up there, Kara.
He's making a list and checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice.
This song was recorded and released in 1970. This was part of a... Well, if I say too much more, it becomes... Yes, be quiet, Doug. And let's go on to the next... to the next song by David Bowie, or Bowie, Bing Crosby, Peace on Earth, Drummer Boy. It came out, actually, just a month before Bing Crosby died in 1977. It wasn't released till 1982.
Our finest gifts we bring.
Top of the charts. Interesting combination. I don't know who came up with this idea of putting these two together. They couldn't have been more different, right, Kenny?
I think it was actually Bing's idea.
Was it really?
He wanted somebody new.
Yeah.
One of the new singers to perform with.
Yeah. Well, this is something that you will hear on the Christmas stations this year. That's really in the more in the rotation than would be the Fred Astaire tune, that's for sure. Okay, so the first song was Santa Claus Coming to Town, Fred Astaire. Second one, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby. And then the third one is the Vince Guaraldi Trio. This one you hear often, too. Never took to this one very much.
No, but you know exactly what this belongs to.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah. I suggest you be quiet, because you're a figure this out. You just keep your mouth shut and let me finish this.
Tell me to shut my mouth.
I am telling you to shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
888-30, unless you want to look foolish. If you'd like to look foolish, I'm trying to save you. But if you want to look foolish, go ahead.
Oh, why did I accidentally guess it?
Yeah.
Roberta. Where's Roberta? 888-30. Yeah, for the moronic.
Listen, I get to play along just like everybody else.
You don't get a prize, though.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Your prize is being with us. Yeah. We'll make good on this anyway. Here's Holly in Sebastian, Florida. Hi, Holly. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Merry Christmas, by the way.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
You see, this we're only 2 weeks away from Christmas. Is just creeping up on us so quickly. Wow. All right. Yeah. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No, sir.
Were you paying attention to what Rich said a few seconds ago?
No, I turned the radio down when they answered the phone.
Ah, perfect then. This is a real and a challenge.
She follows directions.
If you didn't hear Richie, then you and you got the right answer. You're really a winner. All right. So what is the collective on all three of these? Why did we put them together?
They're all from TV specials.
Yes, they are. Yep, absolutely. Yay. Every single one of them came from a Christmas television special. So you get the Mannheim Steamroller Special Gift Pack. Thank you very much. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Holly in the Holidays, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when properly introduced, dogs living together under one roof can learn to be best friends. And so can dogs and cats, dogs and birds and fish, dogs and fish, cats and fish, even mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to his new housemate. Pet owners make their biggest mistake by just plunking down a new pet into your dog's face. In fact, any instant addition to the family, whether animal or human, may be enough to upset the balance in a dog's life. To understand how they're feeling, think about how you would feel if someone suddenly and unexpectedly moved into your home on a long-term basis. Life would become abruptly different. It's so important to make the first pet or the second pet in the household feel good about the new arrival of the first. So you want to do it gradually. If it's dog-to-dog, try to introduce them on neutral turf. If it's a cat, if you can bring the scent of the cat into your home on a stuffed animal before the real cat comes in, that'll make all the difference in the world. Equal time, separate time, family time. Everyone sooner or later will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I promise. I'll more next time.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 68 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books for 7 million children in over 780 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Here. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. And now we have medicine in the news. This is a wonderful story about a doctor whose name is Patricia Quinlan. She's being called Dr. Angel after using her hair tie, some masking tape, some whiskey, and a smartphone to save the life of a man on her flight Thanksgiving Day. Kind of MacGyver-ish.
Yeah, sounds more like Dr. MacGyver.
Quinlan was flying from Philadelphia to San Francisco, United Flight 653. The man in front of her fell out of his seat. First, she thought that he'd just fallen asleep. That could happen, fall out. I almost did that once. But when he didn't get up, she ran over to him. A fellow had an irregular pulse. His blood pressure was dangerously low. This lady practices at the Lehigh Valley Health Network in Philadelphia. The plane has, now planes all have defibrillators in them. So she used that device to determine that the man had at least a normal heartbeat. So he didn't have a blockage anyway. The pilot came out and asked if we needed to make an emergency landing. And she said, if I hadn't had the defibrillator to figure out what was going on with him, I would have said, yeah. But then she said, no, let me see if I can figure this out. So she got the man connected to an IV. That came with a whole new set of issues. Another passenger offered his belt as a tourniquet for the IV, but it was too large. Instead, Dr. Quinlan made a quick decision and used her hair tie. you know, how women put their hair back. It's almost like a
rubber band.
Right. Rubber band in the manner of speaking. Right. Yep. Okay. So let's see here. There was no rubbing alcohol on the plane. So a flight attendant used whiskey to disinfect the needle. It opened up the IV bag and there was a leak in it. Wasn't enough to stop Dr. Quinlan and the other passengers from fixing it. There was some masking tape the lady had in her pocketbook.
Taped up. What a weird thing to have.
Yeah, it is kind of a weird thing.
Maybe she was flying to be on Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know if you guys know this game, but it's kind of like something that women used to do at baby showers a lot, and it was like a scavenger hunt with what you had on you. So, like, what's the strangest thing in your purse? I would think duct tape actually qualifies for that.
Yep, yep. So, anyway, 20 minutes of work on the plane saved this guy's life. I didn't have to land the plane, go to San Francisco.
Does it say what was wrong with him?
Actually, it doesn't. The story's at DougStefan.com. You can check it out there. There is not something that I saw that definitively said he was very dehydrated, apparently. He'd taken blood pressure.
Pressure medicine and was dehydrated.
Yeah. Nah. Not a good combination. So anyway, God love her. What a wonderful feeling, too, on both sides. The feeling that you can help somebody like that. We're all here to help.
So do you think she then, like, goes out looking for other people to save?
No. Not if she
just to ride
like
the high.
Yeah. All right, so we go from that medical story to this one. Kenny, what does it cost every time there's a vote in the House of the Senate to get rid of Obamacare? It's about $1 million, right?
Yeah, it's right around $1 million.
Taxpayers spend about $1 million. Okay, so maybe you've seen this or heard this before. Maybe not. The Congress before has voted, at least the House has voted to repeal Obamacare, but then it never gets anywhere because the president will veto it. However, what's different this time is that it actually got through the Senate. So it went through the House and the Senate. Thanks to the Budget Reconciliation Act, lawmakers threw in another gift, a provision to cut Fed funding for Planned Parenthood. The president will most definitely veto it.
You think that pen's already out and ready, warmed up?
Well, the GOP will do it again.
Hey, at least they're trying to do something. I mean, they said they were going to do it, and they never were, so, hey.
They never did, you mean? They never
get
it this far. Yeah, getting it this far, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. But it's, again, what you see is how things in a dysfunctional way work. They tap it into something that has nothing to do with another. It's just a throw-in, like the deal we talked about earlier this week. Remember, what was it? Something was added into a bill to benefit one bank. Remember that from earlier in the week? The bank, as it turns out, all the four members of the committee that worked on this particular this law, which had nothing to do with banks, but because they all had gotten money from this bank, they decided, okay, we're going to help this bank out. And that's what they did. They passed legislation or put this legislation into a bill. Nobody saw it. Nobody read it. Which basically eliminates the bank's need or requirement to stay under a certain cap as to the amount of money it borrows from the Fed in order to lend out more money. So it can make a whole lot more money lending out your money and my money, which is basically in the Fed, and there are no restrictions on it. And this was put together by the four members of the Senate committee that negotiated this bill, and I forget even what it was. That wasn't the important part of it for me. Kenny, you remember what the bill was offhand?
No, I don't.
But anyway, it's the usual stuff. It's just more of the same old, same old. All right, so let's see here. How many people, we were talking about this before, I give Richie a chance to weigh in on this. The defense secretary has said that there are plenty of strong women in the military. If you're a woman and you want to join in the military, want to go to the infantry, go for it. All military combat positions are now effective immediately open to women. The Joint Chiefs Chairman says this is not good. It should just be for men. Again, we're dealing with what had been an all-male bastion, and I say if a woman's big enough, strong enough, good enough, smart enough to do these things, let them do it. Let them have at it. There's no sense of shame there. If you are outdone by a woman, you see, I think that's part of it. Women today are much stronger and better developed physically, mentally, emotionally, I think, to a certain extent. So when the opportunity presents itself, why ought they not be able to help in this circumstance? I just don't think men want to get shown up by women. I think that's part of the motivation here. Anybody agree? Nobody agrees.
Crickets.
Because nobody agrees with me. Huh. That's interesting. Okay, well, it won't be the first time nobody agreed with me. Probably won't be the last time.
Certainly won't be the last.
No, exactly. Oh, here's something that... This is disgraceful, and you may agree or disagree with me on this. Most people don't get my point here, so let me underscore again what's really going on the highways and the bridges of the interstate system in our country. The reason that Congress had to pass this five-year, $300 billion highway bill, $300 billion, it's for highway and transit spending, the feds are kissing up to the unions. Because the reason our roads and bridges are in such bad shape is because the contracts that are basically put out by bureaucrats who are responding to political chicanery, the unions and their contribution to various candidates who sit in these various committees, they work out these bills. So the reason that there's always... I mean, you go across
the
country.
Well, they build the roads to break.
Yes.
They're only building them for 20, 30,
right.
40 years.
Right.
And then...
So not even that much anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you see the major interstates are being resurfaced every 5-6 years.
How is it the LED light bulbs have made it to the right? Because for this exact same thing. They build cars to fail, so you need to buy a new one. They build roads to fail, so they need to build new ones.
Cell phones.
Cell phones, so you need to keep doing it. How in the world did LED light bulbs that last, 15 to 20 years...
I don't find that they do. I don't see that LED. I buy them and they blow out quicker than any bulbs I've ever had.
Something's wrong with your electric system then, because I've had my LED spotlights in for 4 or 5 years now.
You'd be proud of me then, Richie. Last night I was wiring in new. I bought new lights for my bathroom.
Yeah, you're an electrically minded guy. You should be able to do this.
I know how to do that, but I didn't remember that you've got to have a connection in the first part of the circuitry to make the second part work. Until I fiddled around with it for a while. So I put the second bulb in the sequence, the second unit in first, turned on the light, nothing happened.
Of course.
What the hell did I do wrong? So then I fiddle around and put the first one up in the series and, screw in all of the little caps for the wiring and hang them on the wall. And I turned on the light switch. Oh, wow. It worked. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, I didn't complete the circuitry.
Right.
That's all you have to do. So there, it was the light bulb literally going off in my head.
Here's what I hear. Wah, 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 light bulb. Wah, 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 bathroom. Wah, wah, wah. What does that mean?
You don't get that? So the next time you have an electrical problem at your house and I'm out there, I'll come fix it for you.
All right, just don't give me a lesson. Just
electrical work is actually fairly easy, but also dangerous.
Yeah,
I mean, I should not be trusted with electrical work.
No, you should not.
No. Unless I need a perm.
All right, Jennifer is ready for action, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for our Friday television report, including what's on TV tonight, what are the specials, the Christmas things, that sort of thing, and who's watching alternative sources of the Netflix thing. But this, every time I look at this, there's more to what people are watching because there's more choices.
Do you have ratings on how The Wiz did?
I'll see if we have numbers yet.
Did you watch it?
No, did you?
I watched it for about 4 seconds. That was it.
Juliana was up and around, so we popped into it a couple of times. I was watching the game.
Parents with children. I was busy watching reruns of the Blue Bloods, and I find that more...
I taped it for her because she wants to watch it.
Really? Okay, that'd be good for a child. That's okay. 44 after the hour. Other television news coming right up here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This report is brought to you by Pfizer. As teens and young adults mature, they become more responsible for different aspects of their lives, including their health. Parents play an important role in preparing their children to take charge of their health and navigate independent health choices and decisions. While this important stepping stone on the path to adulthood can be overwhelming for parents and teens alike, parents should create an open dialogue with their teen on a wide range of health topics, including smoking, alcohol, mental health, sexual health, and immunizations. Parents should also encourage their older teen or young adult to schedule regular checkups to talk to their doctor about any health questions or concerns and receive any recommended exams, screening tests, or immunizations. The Thrive app, a comprehensive teen health-oriented mobile app, was created to empower parents with health information, checklists, and conversation starters to help them prepare their teen or young adult to take ownership of their health. Download the Thrive app today on your Apple or Android devices.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Too little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair, guaranteed. Indeed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Time now for Jennifer Horn to update us at 48 past the hour on what's going on, the TV report with what's on tonight and what kind of ratings. I was looking at the internet, these gizmos that are undercutting traditional TV watching, Jennifer. More and more people are viewing content on their smartphone, tablets, devices like streaming boxes, even game consoles. So I don't know how they're measuring. Are they able, does anybody know, Kenny, are they able to measure all of these things?
It doesn't matter where how you get it. It still comes from the same place. It's like our podcasts.
So then
it doesn't matter whether you get it on your phone, your computer.
But the advertiser would get credit for the exposure.
Yes, because it all comes from the same server. It's one server.
You're counting the hits to the delivery of the program.
Right. Look at this. YouTube is negotiating with production companies for the rights to TV shows and movies so they can stream them on YouTube.
That's not going to make sense.
$9 a month? Would you pay $9 a month to watch old TV? Why can't you do that with Hulu?
You can. They want to compete with that.
Oh, they do? Yes. That's what it is. Oh, okay. All right, Jen, what do we have here?
So tonight on TV, there's going to be something that you just have to watch.
Really?
And I mean have to. I know I'll be tuned in because it is the last episode of America's Next Top Model after 22 seasons. No, I love this show. I still watch it. Tyra Banks is bringing her series to a close. They're going to crown one more champion, and the final two contestants will battle it out in a runway show like no other. You can check that out on the CW at 9 o'clock.
My wife is addicted to that show.
I love it.
Good thing she's down in Columbia then.
Also on TV tonight, you can check out Grimm on NBC. We've got Blue Bloods. I think Blue Bloods is in replay, though, this week.
Is that fun?
Uh-huh. And I'm sorry?
I'll check it out. All
right. All right. So in other TV news, the Super Bowl is probably, arguably, one of the biggest events headlines on TV all year, and Coldplay has just been tapped to headline the halftime show for Super Bowl 50 to take place in February. And this is coming along with the announcement that Coldplay is releasing a new album, and it may actually be their last together as
really?
A group.
Mm-hmm. Why? They don't like each other?
I don't know. Maybe it's just time to try something else. Donald Trump made that big demand of CNN to donate $5 million to charity. Well, they called his bluff, and Donald said, well, all right, you won't pay $5 million, but I'll still play.
They'll still get better ratings having him there not under the circumstances. Big Frank Sinatra tribute on the 12th. Is it the 12th?
Yeah, it's for his it's Sunday night, and it's for his
It'll actually take place Saturday, and then they edited it for Sunday playback.
Garth Brooks, Alicia Keys, yeah. John Legend, Adam Levine, Carrie Underwood, all part of that.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you'd like to get away, we have the help of Pauline Frommer from Frommer.com, the home of the Frommer Travel Guides, well-known nationally, internationally as experts. Her family, her father, have been doing this for a long time. They know where to go. They know what the issues are. One of the things, Pauline, that's sort of stuck in my craw this week, because I am an American Airlines quote-unquote elite. What do they call it when you have status?
It depends on what your status is. Are you platinum or
yes.
You're just elite? Just elite, you're platinum. Okay, well, you're in good shape then.
Am I?
You probably are. You're going to benefit while the rest of us lose out. Because they just changed their frequent flyer program, and it's going to be cash-based rather than mileage-based now. So that means if you spend more on your ticket, really if you spend too much on your ticket, you're going to get more miles. Mm. But you, as a platinum member, will get, I think, 9 miles for every dollar spent, while me, as a non-elite member, will only get 5.
Yeah. All right. So this is the same thing that Delta and United have done, is it not? The same sort of thing?
It's exactly the same thing as every airline except for, I think, Alaska and Spirit are now doing. Everybody's moving to this model because it pushes people to spend more on tickets rather than look for a deal.
Yeah, well, I'll still look for the deals.
To the bottom line.
One of the things that's good about American that I don't notice about Delta and United so much is that no matter what you pay for a ticket, you can upgrade depending on your status. And that, I think, is more to the liking of a lot of business people that have their own businesses anyway.
Well, they're also going to change how you get to upgrade. That, for some reason, is going to be based on this weird calculation of both miles flown and how much you paid. So that's going to get trickier with American, but none of this goes into place until mid-2016.
Yeah.
So upgrade it will for now.
Yep. All right. So travel trends. We've been talking about what's around. We were talking about the best places to go next year. Can we loop those together in some way? I know you've covered that certainly at the former Travel Guide.
On Frommers.com, we also looked at what the top travel trends are going to be next year. I spoke to about 40 people to get this intel, and there's some interesting trends. More multi-generational travel is coming down the pike. That's because people don't have time to spend with their families anymore, or they live way far away from their parents, and they want them to get to know their grandchildren. So many more people are expected to travel in three generations next year. And a lot of hotels are reconfiguring their rooms to make way for bigger groups. It's a huge trend and a very nice one, I think. We're also seeing, unfortunately, more instability around the world, both geopolitical and in terms of the climate. So you need to be prepared for that. There's a lot of apps out there that will allow your family to track where you are. So if you're going somewhere really exotic, it might be a good idea to get that or to register yourself with the U.S. State Department. We're also seeing a lot more people thinking about wellness travel. A lot of people are saying, I'm doing a wellness trip. The problem is nobody really knows what that means. You know, you could say I'm going on a wellness trip because you're going to walk a lot of miles in museums. Or you can say you're going on a wellness trip because you're going to lose 10 pounds at a spa. That category is being used for all of those things. So it's a little squishy what wellness is, but a lot more people are wanting to be well.
I can see that as a cruise thing. All right, there's another story about the Department of Transportation going after airlines because there's so much damaged luggage these days.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. They actually went in and did secret investigations at 16 airports around the U.S., and they found that a lot of airlines are posting signs saying, we won't take your baggage claims if it has to do with the zipper or a handle or something protruding from the bag, and that's against the law. Those are exactly the type of claims that the airlines are supposed to be taking because that's how the baggage gets damaged. This all came to light because a whole bunch of videos have gone viral on the internet showing baggage handlers having a heck of a lot of fun having contests, seeing how far they can throw the bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So the DOT is probably going to be giving some big fines come 2016.
Don't you think the people that run these airports would just try to supervise the people that are working for them a little bit better under the circumstances?
I guess so.
Hello, duh.
Yeah.
Pauline Frommer here from Frommer.com, the home of the Frommer Travel Guide. It is very necessary to have. If you're a traveler, you need these guys. Pauline, thank you very much. 59 after on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.